Motorway Northwest London, Tuesday the 25th of July, Base Av, Rav Moshe Batal Grosnas, the light at the end of the tunnel.
The Midrash in Psicha to Echa, Psicha Yudzayin, the Midrash says a very interesting thing. It's the second shot in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Samach Tes. The Pasuk says, Yosichu vi Yoshvei Shoar, Uniginois Shoisei Shecha. So the Midrash explains that Yosichu vi Yoshvei Shoar means that that's Klal Yisrael, that they're in the Shar. What's the Shar? The Beit HaKnesses. They're in the Beit HaKnesses. They daven there. Their places in the Beit HaKnesses. Uniginois Shoisei Shecha means they eat and they drink and get shikha, and then they come to shul and they say kinas echa, etc. The Peledika Medrash. The Medrash seems to say that the minig was that they'd eat, drink, get shikha, and then they'd come to say kinas and echa in the shul. That's how they teach. That's how they explain that pasuk of yosichu vi yoshe shoar. We daven in the shul. Who? When the Gido shows the Sheikha, those that drank beforehand. So there's a lot of problems with this medrash, because we all know the halacha is in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Beis in Erev Chaim that we only have by Sudas of Avsekes one cooked food, and even someone that's used to drinking, say, 4 cups of water is meant to drink 3 cups of water, as long as he's going to be able to survive the fast that way. Mishabura does say that although we say you should have less to drink than normal, obviously you shouldn't have less than the amount you need for the fast. That avada you have to have. But one tries to have a little less and not to have things of tainuk. So how could it be that the Medrash is telling us that they drank, they ate, they drank, they got shikha, they drank seems to imply, not only they drank, they got shikha seems to imply they had wine, and we know that although us Ashkenazim, our machmi, not to drink wine or have meat already from Rosh Chodesh, but me'ikah hadin, the din of the Gemara, the only time it's really osses in Sudas HaMavsekes, and here it seems to say that by Sudas HaMavsekes is when they had the wine, the shtakrin, and then they went to shul to do eicha, sapele, and also the loshen of they sat and ate and got drunk is mashma, they had a proper suda, they weren't mamayat in anything, it was a proper Maimud of a Suda. How you talking? We know Sudas HaMavsekes is not meant to be that way. So that's the questions on the Medrash. The Magen Avraham, is it not the Magen Avraham? There are more. In Tov Kuf Nun Beis, Sif Tes, he says over there that although we've given you a lot of limitations regarding the halachas of Sudas HaMavsekes, you're not allowed to tafshilin, you're not meant to eat too much, etc. He says, though, Mina Klal Yisrael, B'nai Ashkenaz at least, is that they make a meal before Mincha. They make a meal before Mincha. And then, by Mincha, they go to Daven, and they come back, and they have Sudas HaMavsekes, the egg, with the bread. So, he says, as he's saying that, he says in this first meal before Mincha, Noyagin laharvois ktas b'suda. The minig is to have a little more than normal for the suda. What's pshat? Noyagin laharvois. Why do they have more than normal for the suda before Mincha, and then they have a meal of Sudas HaMavsekes after? It says there are more shlo yazik lahem atainus. In order to have strength for the tainus, therefore, the Ramah says the minig was to have an extra suda before Mincha, and then they would come to the Tainus with some strength. Now, why before Mincha? What's the idea of Mincha? Why do we need Mincha? Because the place can talk about, there were those that used to do like this. They used to make a suda, have all what they wanted, obviously not too much, but all what they needed, Then they bench, and they go sit on the floor, have their bread and their egg. He says there's two problems with that. Lukut Pri Chodesh says there's two problems with that. A, Chazal wanted you to have one tafshir. This is haroma. You're basically having two, you're just benching in between. So you've defeated the whole purpose. Well, Chazal wanted you not to be, you know, not to have such a suda, not to have a proper suda. B, it's a bracha shein etzricha. Your biksa mazon here in the middle is not needed. You're in the middle of a meal. Carry on your meal. You're not allowed to carry on your meal because you're not allowed two tafshirin to your bench. That's not a real benching. You're not really finished your meal. You plan to eat on. Therefore, the eitzah is, go first to mincha. When you're going out to shul, you have to bench. And there's a proper reason to bench now because I'm going to a shul to daven mincha. Then I come back, I start my new suda, and there I have the egg. So this is the Ramah. And the Ramah says, I have a proof that there is a sort of evidence that one is meant to have some sort of extra suda before the suda Zarav Sekes. And the proof is Medrash and Eichot. Says the Mogen Avraham and the Gaon, what is that Medrash? Where is that Medrash in Eichot? The Medrash we just mentioned. Klal Yisrael, it says, used to eat, drink, and get shikha, and then they go to say Kinnas and Eichot. How can they eat, drink, and get shikha in Suda Zarav Sekes? You're not meant to fit yourself up, you're only meant to have one tafshil, etc. The answer is, they had first an earlier meal before Mincha, then they'd have a Mincha, and then they had Suda Zarav Sekes. So there was this element of having a proper meal beforehand, before Mincha, and that's the minhag, Laharbo is Ksas Misuda. Yeah, so it leaves you still a little bit baffled, because it's mashma, they got shikha, just that alone is very hard to understand. And pashto shikha means on wine, unless you say the Pasuk says, onegino shoyse sheikho. Ian halacha brings you shouldn't even drink necessarily beer in the Suda Zarav Sekes. So al koponim, it's very hard to understand. Now the Aruch HaShulchan takes this Ramah to task. And he says like this. The Rosh Hashanah says that the Ramban says this minhag of people that they have this suda, you know, before mincha and fill themselves up, and then they go to the suda of sekes and just have one tafshil as if they're having a little meal. He says, "Obeten Roshoyim Tefsa." It's the Roshoyim never are full. They need to eat, and it's not the way. It's not the way. It says the Rosh Hashanah, the minhag is that we don't have a meal before the fast. Only suda of sekes, egg and bread. Chai Adam says if you need to eat, be extra. So have some extra bread as you're having the bread and egg. But no extra tafshile, no extra suda. So, be'emes, there is a radal, David Luria, on the Medrash, and he makes a pshara. He says like this, and the Chayyot Adam also, the Mishabur brings it, Shari Tzin, I think it's an Oysud Ches. They say that you should make a big gap, not just a mincha gap, between this suda and suda Zarav Sekes. You should eat maybe before Chatzos, maybe even after Chatzos, a proper meal, you know, so that you're okay for the fast. And then you have a long gap. And just before Shkia, you know, towards nightfall, that's when you do your Suda Zarav Sekes. So then already, you could hear that it's not called Beten Roshoyim Tefsa, you're not really filling yourself up. You're giving yourself a little extra, but it's been a long time, and your Suda Zarav Sekes is truly a Suda Zarav Sekes. And that's how the Radal learns the Medrash, although it's not Mashma, because the Medrash is Mashma following the eating and drinking they went to shul. Baruch HaShulchan says a very interesting thing, and this answers all the questions. The Baruch HaShulchan says they never had a suda of Suda Zarav Sekes eating and drinking during the Golos. No such thing. Incorrect. What it means that they ate and drank and got shikha was Bizman Bayis Sheni. You see, they had Churban Bayis Rishon. Then they had a redemption. And the Bayis Sheni was rebuilt. So Nepach L'Sosun L'Simcha, like Osad Lavoy. Tisha B'Av is Nepach L'Sosun L'Simcha. The Tisha B'Av of Bayis Rishon was Nepach L'Sosun L'Simcha, was a Yom Tov, and therefore the Suda Zarav Sekes was some sort of Suda Yom Tov, and there were Oichlim V'Shoisim U'Mishtakrim. So like a mini Purim. However, the marriage carries on. They still remembered what happened to Bayis Rishon, and would go to shul after eating, drinking, and getting shikha. And they would also say kinnas and eichot. But of course, once we're in the Golos, back in the Golos, that medrash is irrelevant. There is no such thing as eating, drinking. There's only Suda Zarav Sekes. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains it.
You fasted?
Sorry? I don't think so.
No, then they could eat sudah on.
No, but it's the mashma, the sudah mafsekas they ate before. It's mashma, they ate sudah mafsekas and then they went to shul. But I don't think so, because it was a yom simcha for them. No, they didn't fast. What was it? They didn't fast. Okay.
What is sudah mafsekas for?
What used to be a sad sudah. Yes, it was sudah yomtiv. That's what it was. Now the Mogen Avraham takes it a step further. He takes it a step further. When he explains the Ramah, he says Mishtakrim doesn't mean they got shikha, it means they drank Kadei Tzorkol. But he explains himself a new pshat in the Medrash. He says like this. The Ramah said the reason why to be Marbe Besuda in the afternoon before the Sudah Mafsekes is in order that you shouldn't be Nizuk from the fast. You should have Koich. He says no. He says just like Bizman Bayez Sheni, they made the Sudah. To remember they came out of the Golos, to remember the Geula. So too now, besides the Sudah Mafsekes, which is Mitzad HaAvelus, you're not meant to eat too much, earlier we have a proper Sudah. The Harbo is Tzatz V'Sudah, because we want to remember that just like in Bayez Sheni there was a redemption, that should give us Chizuk, and they had a party, that the Sudah, that the Churban Rishon went away, that should give us a Chizuk, that our Tisha B'Av will also go away, and we'll be near Pachasos and the Sinchon, if we do a Me'en of the Sudah's Yom Tov of Erev Tisha B'Av of Bayez Sheni. It's to remember the Geula. And he brings a raya for this. He brings a raya that you're meant to remember the Geula. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Within the darkness, you're still meant to remember the chizuk that there's going to be a Geula. He brings this from the Beis Yosef in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. Very interesting Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says like this. He brings from the Rosh Hashanah. After Chatzos, you already had part of the day passing by, Tisha B'Av passed by somewhat. Can you start washing your face, your hands, your legs? You know, Miktsas Hayom Kukuloi. It's Avelus Yishonah, it's an old Avelus. Miktsas Hayom Kukuloi, maybe you can start washing. Says the Rosh, you can't. Says the Kolboi, whoever does is Oigon Takanos Tachomin. However, says the Kolboi, there's a minute kodum, there's an ancient minute that the Zkenim were Mesakan, our elders were Mesakan. That ladies can wash their face from after Chatzos. Why? Says the Beis Yosef Hashem the Kolboi. Because the ladies don't learn as much as the men. So they have a chulsha in the emuna of Bias HaMashiach. Of the Rechama. So they have a chulsha in the emuna of Bias HaMashiach. So we need to be mechazik them. So we tell them, Boy Bayoim, the Medrash says in Esther and Yerushalmi, on Tisha B'Av is Noilad Mashiach. So it's also Zman Geula. So wash your face, now Mitzvah Yom Kukula has passed, wash your face, be Mitzchazuk, the Geula is coming. Says again, we see this idea that within the Golus, within the deepest Golus, the Tisha B'Av, we also are looking forward for the Geula, Mamash in the Tisha B'Av. That's where the Beis Yosef gets his idea from, that you're meant to be Marbe Besudek Tzas, at before the Sudah Mafsekes. Lamaisa, the Ramah finishes off that if one should be Masagat oneself and not have this earlier meal, and the Orach Shulchan says that was his minhag. And as we said, the Mishavur brings the Chai Odom said the best is to split it up with a long time gap in between. There is there a Haggah from someone called Maharat Spitz on the Magen Avraham, and he says, I disagree with this idea of having a Sudah's Yom Tov Erev Tisha B'Av Zeicha to the Sudas Yom Tov that they used to have in Bayez Sheni, because for Keir, Bayez Sheni they had some sort of Nechoma. The Bayez is rebuilt. By us, we are for Tuchur Boynes, Fuchpelu Atzoris. We should party now. So Mele, he goes with Aruch HaShulch. Now this idea, we see in another very, very interesting minhag that we have, or some don't have, and that is Alocha in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, The Ramah says that the minhag in Ashkenaz is Shabbos Chazoin. Shabbos Chazoin, you don't wear big day Shabbos. Yeah, you wear your weekday clothes. Except if you're Baal Simcha, you have Oifuf this week, you can wear your big day Shabbos. Or even in the weekday, if you're making a bris, you can wear your big day Shabbos. But mitzad Shabbos, you wear big day Shabbos. The Gaon says this is a Chumrah Be'alma, incorrect. He was manning in his kehillas to wear Bignei Shabbos, the Chumrah Ba'alma. He brings a few riyas. One of his riyas, a famous riyah that we have in Tov Kuf Nun Beis Yivyud, the halacha that on Shabbos you can have a suda shloima b'shayit, you can have a huge suda for Shabbos shudas as your suda b'sek as meat and all, right? Where's Avedis? And there's more chomo, the Issa Achilas Basel, there's more chomo in Sudas HaMafsekes than the Aloha of Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazoy. Right? We're not Machmi. The Yaivetz in his Siddur, he says, I don't understand. If you have in the weekday a Bris Mila, you're allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos. The Shabbos alone is not a good enough reason to wear Big Day Shabbos. If you have Balei Simcha on Shabbos, they're making an oath, they can wear a suit. A Shabbos too on Shabbos. A Shabbos alone is not a good enough reason to wear Bigdei Shabbos. And he brings that his father's minhag, his minhag was to wear Bigdei Shabbos on Shabbos Chazoy. And he said exactly like the Gaon, that if you can have in your house by Suda Shlishis, Suda Shloime B'Shai, Toi Boso, Yain, whatever you want, how much more so in the Mokum Ashtina, in the Beis HaMedrash, you can wear your Big Day Shabbos and no problem. That was the minhag of Shabbos. Okay, so we have Mikan or Lakan in this minhag, what to do, yes to wear the Big Day Shabbos, not to wear the Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazoy. Now, just to bring out, although here we have a strong misnagdim against this minhag, and Taka, even the Radvaz in Tshuva says he doesn't understand the minhag, it's Avelus, and he doesn't know anyone that keeps such a minhag. The Torah's Chaim, Sofer, from the Rabbonim of Munkach, he brings that the minhag in Ashkenaz, unless you were Hasidish, the minhag in Ashkenaz was not to wear Big Day Shabbos. And the reason why the Hasidim did wear Big Day Shabbos is because in the Svadi places, they wore Big Day Shabbos, because the Arizal held you have to wear Big Day Shabbos. The reasons, the Chasam Sofer explains, not for now. But the Arizal wore Big Day Shabbos, so those that are Misnaig al Pi the Ari Agadosh, they wear Big Day Shabbos. But otherwise, all Ashkenazim was Hungarian, all Ashkenazim, they don't wear Big Day Shabbos. V'al Nosoimchim al Gedoyle Ashkenaz, V'al Gedoyle Ashkenaz V'haramo. So they don't wear Big Day Shabbos. And he says, I, the Yaivetz, and the Machzik Brocha, the Chidor, bring a raya that the Chacham Tzvi was Ashkenazi, and his name was Ashkenazi. So was the Arizal. But he wore Big Day Shabbos. So he says a very interesting pshat. The Torah Sayim says, you know why the Chacham Tzvi wore Big Day Shabbos? Because he lived amongst the Sfadim. And he would be so, if they would all wear Big Day Shabbos and he wouldn't, that would be Avedus B'Fahesia. The Shinu would be, would hit the eye. And therefore, it would be problematic. And that's why he didn't, that's why he wore Big Day Shabbos. So had he lived amongst Ashkenazim, he wouldn't have worn Big Day Shabbos. You could also suggest another reason I once saw from the Yaivetz, that the Chacham Tzvi was Makbid al Kol Min Hogei Arizal. So it could be that was the main reason why he wore Big Day Shabbos like the Arizal, and he said his reason al pi nigla, but could be that was the reason. And upon him, he wants to tell him there's no raya from the Arizal, and he says his father was the Machne Chaim. So, and his father had the minhag of Ashkenaz not to wear Big Day Shabbos or Shabbos Chazoy. However, he eventually became Rav in Munkach, and in Munkach the minhag was yes to wear Big Day Shabbos or Shabbos Chazoy. So what did he do?
You can't have Avedis on Shabbos.
So what did he do? So what did he do? Says the Torah Sayyid. What he did was, he stayed in his house on Shabbos. The whole Shabbos obviously must have had a minyan in his house. And that way, he didn't go outside and not wear his Big Day Shabbos in a place that everyone was wearing Big Day Shabbos. But he kept his minhag. He didn't wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos. He stayed at home the whole Shabbos. You see how important it was by Ansha Ashkenaz, this minhag. The Shut Divrei Yisrael from Yisrael Veltz in Simon Kuf Mem Ches, he brings the Barichus over there on this whole minhag. And he says Ansha Poland also had this minhag. Hungary, Poland, wherever you want. All Ashkenaz, they used to not wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos. The Gaon was a Mevatlit in his kiddush, but that was a very strong minhag. So he brings a story. Says the Shoyle Meshiv, was matzmin to wear big day chol on Shabbos Chazoyim. And he was walking down the street with his spodik. You see, in the weekday he wore his spodik. Shabbos he wore shramo. But on the weekday he wore spodik. So, I don't know if it was, but it wasn't necessarily, I don't know if it was Hasidish, I don't know. So Al Kapanim, he wore his spodik. He wore his spodik. So he meets the Beis Yitzchok, who was one of the Poskei HaDor, and the Beis Yitzchok was wearing his shramo. So the Shalom Eishu was misloining on him. You're going against Minhag HaVisech, we don't wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazoyim. Shalom, while we're having it out, along comes a few people from the shul, and they bring the news. Someone walked into shul with his tefillin on Shabbos Koyde, Shabbos Chazoyim with his tefillin. And we asked him why, you know why? We saw the Dayan from Shtot, the Shalom Eishu, was walking with his spodik. I thought it was weak, I took my tefillin to shul.
Wow.
Yeah? So the Shalom Eishu said, ah, I see, you want to make a gzeira now, that you can't wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos because someone's going to take his tefillin to shul. I'm sorry, the minhag is not to wear Big Day Shabbos and I'm not changing. That's the mice. You see how strong they held in this minhag. Now the Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting approach. We have a question. Zavenus for Behesia. So Maril himself was asked the question, because he was makbid on this. And he answered in Hilchos Tisha B'Av Siman Tes, he answered, Meridik, he said, it's not a problem. People won't think he's doing Avedus. People will think he doesn't have a Shabbos suit. Hmm. Like it reminds me, Reb Shach, Zidua, when he was in Yeshiva, he only had one pair of clothing. He had one shirt. And he used to walk around like this, because he wanted to cover the holes. What did he do Shabbos? So he used to wash his shirt, leave it to dry, and he'd hide. For that while, because he didn't have a shirt. That was his only shirt. He'd hide while his shirt was drying. So it's Zohar Zahar Musik, there is such a thing as Big Day Shabbos Eloi. So, Mamela, we can't pin it on Avedus. Big Day Shabbos Eloi. Someone wears his weekly clothes, Big Day Shabbos Eloi. The Aruch HaShulchan has an amazing mouth. The Aruch HaShulchan says like this. He asks a question. What has changed that the last three Doras, we wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoyim? Our forefathers knew what they were doing. They made this meaning not to wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoyim. They knew about Avedus before Hesia. They didn't wear it. Why should we wear it? Why are we better? It's like Asher Dora. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, a Moridika thing. He says they used to wear Big Day Shabbos the same as Big Day Chol. Just a little bit more expensive Schoira. But it's a better make. But it was all the same. It was suits. Suits and a hat. Or a casket, whatever it was. And therefore, by wearing the Big Day Chol on Shabbos, you yourself felt a little bit uncomfortable. But it wasn't really recognizable because it was still the same suit. A little bit less expensive. You couldn't tell, really, between Shabbos clothes and weekday clothes. So maybe it wasn't Avelus, but for Hesia. However, he says, the clothes changed. And we started wearing Shraimelach. He's a literature, yeah? We started wearing Shraimel. It was one of the Hasidic things, Dafka. They started wearing Shraimel and Bekisho, Kapota, and Mamela. The Big Day Shabbos is very different to Big Day Chol. If you don't wear your Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos, you start wearing your Big Day Chol, you are Venus before Hesia. Therefore, the minhag had to change because of the circumstances. He says, however, this is again for the literature circles, as opposed to the Hasidic circles. He said there was a gzeira from the Malchus. You want to know why there's different clothes in Klal Yisrael? There was a gzeira from the Malchus. They banned these Shabbos clothes. And therefore, we went to wearing regular weekday clothes. So he says, once we've gone back to wearing regular weekday clothes, he doesn't understand why we don't go back to the original minhag. He yells, we should go back, roi linoi keminhag hakodem, not to wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazoyim. So you have to say, obviously, that the reason why we don't do that is because of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And the Gon, that no, Suda Shlomo B'Shaitoi, if you're allowed to have meat on Shabbos, then you don't have any Avedus at all, and there's no Indian of not wearing your Shabbos.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says here something very interesting. He says, it's in Aloch, he's got a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, so he says like this. He says, people, if they don't learn up why we do certain things, then they come to sinner, come to hate people, they come to be over on behalf of the Reich, etc. Why? Because they say, look, we do like this, we've always done like this, what are you doing different? You've gone. you don't keep the Torah. You know, that's how people talk. Mm. Then they don't have the Torah, they sing the tune of Alei Tzion L'Chadoidi. They like crying. It's nothing to do with Tishba, they like crying. We don't do that, right? So that's sinner's kinnah. He says, if you learn If you learn, there is for him actually, that whole, that righteous thing, I'm not saying. But, okay, that's when you debate it halachically. But just by feeling, oh, they don't do my way, so it's not, you know, it's not the Jewish way, is incorrect. When it comes to halacha, there's halacha. When it comes to minhagim, it can be in one house one way, and another house completely the opposite way. So you'll say, can't be. A minhag was set once, one was right, and one was obviously wrong. They're not keeping the Messiah, they got it wrong. This group of Judaism, they're made up what they're doing. There's no Messiah. He says, incorrect. You've got to learn what we're doing. Halachically and mitzad minhag. He says, the minhag was set by the rabbonim of the time, each place, kafi the chizuk they needed. He says, take for example, the halacha of not wearing Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazoyim. That in some places they did that, and in other places they wore big day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoyim. What's the understanding in the complete opposites? What's the understanding here? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the richer communities, they didn't feel the Golus so much. They were comfortable. They didn't have so much oppression. And therefore, since there are certain halachas, if they're not over on the frameworks of Avedis Befehesi, there are certain halachas relevant to Shabbos Chazoyim. That's clear. Even in, there's many halachas relevant to Shabbos Chazoyim even. Right? Therefore, says Rabbi Yamnetsky, the Rabbonim of those places felt they needed a chizuk before, to understand where we're heading to. We're heading to Tisha B'Av, feel the Golus. And therefore they instituted, don't wear big day Shabbos, with whatever the Hezbollah is, as we saw already. But don't wear big day Shabbos, so they should get into the feel of the Golus. However, in places where oppression was what they were used to, pogroms, they didn't have money, etc., they were afflicted anyway, they needed the opposite kids of what Tisha B'Av brings to. And as the Magen Avraham said, Tisha B'Av, like by Shemi they had a Yom Tov, now as well, Tisha B'Av will bring to a Ga'ula. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in those places, they dafka wore big day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoyim, to bring out the Ga'ula aspect of these days. So, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, this is how it was back in the day. Kehillas, kehillas, mekoymas, mekoymas yesh. Some places they wore big day Shabbos, and some places they didn't. He said, now, we've all come together after Rahman and Flom, what happened? All the killers are mixed up. So people say, oh, you don't wear big day Shabbos because you're not Mechabed Shabbos. You wear big day Shabbos because you're not Misabalon Yerushalayim. Not true. Every minhag is the Sodasa Bahari Kodesh. You wear big day Shabbos because they saw fit that this Kehillah that you come from needs to wear big day Shabbos to Mischazik in the Inyan of the Geula. You that don't wear big day Shabbos because your Kehillah needed to be mischazik in the Indian of Golos. And therefore, both are true. But Kapana, we see a big yisoid here. That even within the Golos, the Tisha B'Av, we've seen how there's a nakuda of seeing the Gola, seeing, having a Sudas Tisha B'Av, which is mechazik. The Sudas Erev Tisha B'Av says, Magen Avraham, which is mechazik, that just like there was a Ga'ula from what happened in the first place of Midrash, so too, there will be a Gola. We wear big day Shabbos, neighbor Shabbos Chazoyim, to remind us that there will be a Gola, and that's why it's called the Moyad Tisha B'Av, because there will be a Gola, and that's why it's always on the same day as Pesach lands, Tisha B'Av lands, because just like then we were a God, Hashem was goyel us, so too the Mashiach will come, the Meir HaMeir.